This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with Layla Mudin. She's a resident nutritionist, and she's helping me field your questions about medicine and nutrition. We call that Intelligent Medicine. And what's next in our mailbox? Or did we want to take a little detour and talk about Barrett's esophagus?
Let's talk about Barrett's, because I feel like we talked about GERD and GERD, and then we mentioned Barrett's, and we need to explain further.
Okay. So yeah. Barrett's esophagus is a finding that you can see on endoscopy. You take a little snip or a biopsy of the internal mucous membrane of the esophagus. And what you see is similar to the precancerous changes that occur in the cervix. It starts with metaplasia, then you get dysplasia, then you get, unfortunately, carcinoma in situ, which means a very superficial cancer, and then you get invasive cancer. So it's, it takes years for cancer to develop and progress. And fortunately, these surfaces, the cervix and the esophagus, are very accessible to viewing, and little biopsies can be taken and the pathology can be reviewed microscopically, and they can say, okay, you got it or you don't have it. So unfortunately, the incidence of Barrett's esophagus is high. You know, hundreds of thousands, millions of Americans are having it. And it's typically diagnosed after you have GERD for a while, and they say, well, just precaution, you know, you have these. I mean, I've had situations where a guy came in and he had some swallowing problems, and, you know, he had some discomfort. And I remember this like today. I said, you know, it's probably nothing, and, you know, you could take some DGL, but I think you really need to get an endoscopy, just so we're not, you know, just as a precaution, because I don't want to be giving you DGL, something really serious is going on. So I thought maybe he has an ulcer, maybe he has, erosions in his esophagus. Well, darned if this guy didn't have esophageal cancer, and I felt horrible, because it was a devastating diagnosis, but at least, we did not ignore it. So anyway, coming back to this diagnosis. So, I pose this as a question to many patients who have Barrett's esophagus. I ask them, well, what do you think the incidence is of esophageal cancer with Barrett's esophagus? You think it's, is it 20%? Is it 5%? Is it 10%? What do you think? And most of them will answer somewhere in the low two digits or maybe the high single digits. You know, they'll say 10%. So I got, that's pretty bad, because you don't want to get on a plane where you have a 10% chance of crashing, and having esophageal cancer is kind of equivalent to flying in a plane with the engines on fire. So, but the answer is actually more like 0.1%.
Ah.
And so that's 1 in 1,000. And so what that means is that every patient with Barrett's esophagus is automatically put on proton pump inhibitors for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And that means that to potentially save one patient, we have 999 patients taking these medications.
Mm.
And that's, I think, the problem. So, you know, let's talk about nutritional strategies for Barrett's esophagus. And we've seen, over our many years working together, we've seen quite a few patients with Barrett's. And, our goal is to reverse the Barrett's, not simply a lot of a goal would be to prevent cancer, and, you know, they might still have a lifetime of some visible changes. But we've actually seen patients who come back, really excited, because on subsequent endoscopies, because they check from time to time, they say they can't find anything. It's normal. It totally reverted. Yeah.
Well, the proper diet, a GERD diet, and to be very, very stringent with that, to make sure you're not introducing more irritation, with particular foods. And there has to be
no tequila shots.
What's that?
No tequila shots.
No tequila shots, exactly.
Put away those Marlboros.
There has to be religious use of Endafin.
Yeah.
And DGL in order for the esophagus to heal.
Uh-huh.
This is very important.
Right.
Glutamine may also be helpful in this regard. Any anti-inflammatory supplements can also be helpful.
Right.
As well. And we've seen good results.
And, you know, you worked at Atkins, and, you know, Atkins often prescribed the low-carb diet for cholesterol problems, for heart problems, for diabetes, for overweight. Mm-hmm. But, and I actually saw a paper by him on the subject of GERD and how the low-carb diet benefited GERD. Why would that be?
Why that would be is with a very low-carb diet, all the grains are gone, including the gluten grains. And one of the things I used to hear almost on a regular basis is invariably anybody doing a very low-carb diet like Atkins will cheat at some point.
Yeah.
And usually they will cheat with some kind of bread or cake. And then they say, oh, my God, and I had such agita. I had such heartburn.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, what happened? I said, number one, your body remembers insults. And the insult in this case was the grain, the bread, the gluten.
And why should that be? What is it doing? Is it gas forming or what is that?
It could be gas forming. I think it's probably even a little more than that, but it is irritating to some degree. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people will come to me with their GERD and say, well, I found that I don't have gluten sensitivity, so I don't need to be gluten-free on this GERD diet. Well, yes, you do. It's got nothing to do with having gluten sensitivity or allergy.
On a blood test.
Yeah, right, it has really nothing to do with it at all.
It won't show up in a blood test.
It's just something irritating. And you know what else, Dr. Hoffman? It could be, maybe it's not the gluten, maybe it's the Roundup.
Yes.
Maybe they're using glyphosate, and farmers are using glyphosate as a desiccant on the wheat crop for several decades now.
Yeah. Let's talk about supplements for that. And, you know, one of the interesting, you know, I mentioned the analogy between the cervix and the esophagus. And actually, this is the pathologically, you know, from what we learned in medical school, the same types of cells line the esophagus that line the vagina and coat the cervix. So when those cells change, it's likely that what works downstairs also works upstairs. And so there's actually some studies that show that EGCG, when painted on the cervix, can reverse the dysplasia and metaplasia that you see in a pap smear. So,
well, that's interesting because EGCG is contained in Endafin.
Okay, beautiful. There you go. Yeah. So, you know, maybe some additional EGCG, certainly drinking tea is helpful because actually one of the most interesting studies on esophageal cancer and nutrition comes out of China where there is a lot of esophageal cancer because I think they use some really poor quality pickling agents. They use there's a lot of smoking. And what they found is that there was a almost an eightfold reduction in esophageal cancer with green tea consumption. The more green tea you consume, the less esophageal cancer. Also, I mean, we might also mention really hot beverages are contraindicated here too.
Yes.
So you don't want to irritate.
When you have that steaming cup of tea, you need to set it down for a few minutes and let it, because that could be damaging in and of itself.
Yep, I get impatient.
I do too. I do too. I love steaming hot tea.
So other things that would be helpful. DIM, which is an extract of the cabbage family, is helpful. Mm-hmm. So that's useful. Diindolmethane. We might also use folate because it turns out that while folic acid may in some instances accelerate the growth of pre-existing cancers, folate has a cancer preventive effect. It's kind of a two-edged sword. So we don't want to give a lot of B vitamins to people who have existing cancer and maybe in the aftermath of cancer treatment, but for prevention of pre-cancer in cervical dysplasia and Barrett's esophagus, we might give folate. We also want to absolutely give vitamin C, perhaps some other antioxidants, zinc,
Vitamin E.
yeah, these are things that might be helpful. Can you think of any others? Certainly vitamin D, because it's potential anti-cancer effects.
I would throw in there curcumin.
Beautiful. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well, you know what else? Because niacel or nicotinamide riboside has been shown to repair DNA damage, mm-hmm. thereby helping to prevent cancers. This was one of the biggest takeaway messages I got from Dr. Jeffrey Bland at the Integrative Healthcare Symposium this winter.
I'm glad you reminded us of that.
Yeah. So nicotinamide riboside, I would add.
And that product is a little hard to source. If you call our office, we can put you in touch with Thorne. You can get a personal account with them. They're a supplement manufacturer that doesn't participate in Fullscript anymore, but mm-hmm. you can order directly through them. And many of our patients have used that patient portal with Thorne to order their niacel. Great supplement for neurodegeneration, for anti-aging, for energy, athletic performance. I love the stuff. Okay, Layla, let's pause for just a moment because we want to allow our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with our listeners. So here goes.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com.
Thanks for listening, and thanks so much for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you, and it will continue to be. And now back to our Q&A with Layla. Layla, what's next?
Okay. We've got a question about lectins. This comes from Jean.
Very important.
Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, I've been catching up on the Intelligent Medicine podcast and wonder what the bottom line is on lectins. On the one hand, the interview with Dr. Stephen Gundry makes it sound like any food with lectins will kill you on the spot. Yet the study Dr. Hoffman mentioned in the March 3rd radio show reports remarkable benefits of tree nuts on stage 3 colon cancers. Dr. Gundry's site says that all nuts, even cooked, have lectins and need to be avoided. Is the anti-lectin diet legit or is it a fad? Well, I don't think it's a fad, but there are ways to overcome the lectins in our foods. First of all, if you ate a raw kidney bean, it's probably at least a little bit poisonous.
Yep.
And who can digest that? Lectins are anti-nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-nutrients can cause inflammation in the body. They could cause digestive upset. But there are ways to reduce plant-based lectins. You could soak your beans. Anytime you're cooking beans, it's best to soak them overnight and then replace that water the next day. Cook them in a brand new batch of clean, pure, filtered water for a good hour, maybe 2 hours. Pressure cooking is a big one. And Dr. Gundry even talks about pressure cooking in his book. That can remove a lot of the lectins when you cook with that. I remember as a child watching the steam coming up off the pot when my mother was cooking. Mm-hmm. She regularly used a pressure cooker to speed everything up, to speed up the cooking process.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you may want to invest in a pressure cooker and learn how to cook with that.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't investigated by Homeland Security? Oh, that was before that.
Yeah. So when some lectin-containing foods are not prepared properly, they can be toxic. They can lead to food poisoning, right? So we have to be concerned. But in general, though, there is no strong evidence, meaning there are no human trials with whole foods directly pointing to the problems.
It's a hypothetical thing.
It's a hypothetical thing.
You know, So I got to say that I was really excited by the Plant Paradox book because it's one of those man bites dog books. You know, it sort of turns the paradigm on its head. You know, everybody says, well, eat a lot of beans, a lot of fruits and vegetables. And he goes, no, there's the plant paradox. No. You know, there are potential problems there. And I think that he provides balance by suggesting that there could be potential problems. However, his assertions are very broad and overly, I think, restrictive. And it perhaps for someone with some god-awful autoimmune condition, you know, perhaps a patient with lupus might try something like this. But for an ordinary person trying to achieve health, you know, I'm not sure it's a great idea to eschew nuts and beans and many plant foods. I mean, he even thinks that the avocado is a source of trouble, I believe.
With somebody with a latex allergy and avocado is in that family, it might be, but not necessarily. I mean, avocado is probably one of the best fruits on the planet.
Yep.
And coming back to nuts, raw nuts can inhibit our own digestive juices. So this doesn't really help us, and it certainly doesn't help if you have GERD, which we've talked about too much at this point, so I'm not going to mention GERD again. But again, cooking those nuts, roasting them in the oven or in a dry skillet over medium heat, not only does it develop the flavor, I love the taste of roasted nuts much better than raw, but it can reduce those trypsin inhibitors.
So let me share something with you that I got recently on Facebook. And it's someone who I went to high school with. I haven't talked with him. It's got to be 50 years, right? Because we were 15 then, and I'm 65. And, you know, we stay in touch with each other, and, you know, I remember this guy vaguely. And so I'm going to read what he just wrote to me. He goes, Hey, Ron, hope all is well with you in the cold eastern seaboard. This was written in March. I would one day like to introduce you to Dr. Stephen R. Gundry, an amazing human and doc. Now, he didn't know that I had just done a podcast with Dr. Gundry. He just came in cold. He knows I'm a doctor and knows I'm into nutrition. So he said, listen to this. He said, he and his practice are the reason I'm alive. If you get a chance, read his newest book, Plant Paradox. I believe the two of you would like one another. Let me know. And, so what he writes, is that, you know, that he had a very serious medical condition, and I don't know the details. I said, let's arrange a phone chat and catch up. We never did. But, you know, for a certain select patients, that kind of regimen can really be a dramatic health turnaround.
Yeah. I would not be opposed to a very rigorous, austere eating plan. I've done this with our patients and they've come back with reduction in symptoms, successful outcomes. Mm-hmm. I am completely open-minded to this kind of a program because our first objective is to help the patient get well.
Yes. And, you know, so the key with lectins is that lectins seem to exacerbate what's called leaky gut syndrome.
Yeah.
And so patients who have evidence of altered intestinal permeability and maybe pervasive symptoms like systemic autoimmunity, rheumatoid arthritis, you know, just very severe symptoms that seem to emanate from the gut and where we document that they have leaky gut syndrome. Those lectins attack the gap junctions where the intestinal cells that line the GI tract keep out bad stuff, basically.
Yes.
And when you get leaky gut, it allows bad things to traverse into the bloodstream, such as food antigens and bacterial toxins and even bacteria themselves. So,
and this can trigger the immune system.
Yes. So for a patient like that, maybe we would invoke the Dr. Gundry paradigm of, you know, very low lectin diet, you know, but you know, for overall health, I mean, hey, guess what? I mean, if you're massively obese and you follow his diet, you're going to lose a lot of weight because it's very restrictive.
Totally. Yeah. And it's not because you reduce the lectins. It's because you reduce the grains, you know, the higher carb foods as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, see, I mean, the things that he eliminates are precisely the foods that you know, are starchy or, you know, sources of carbohydrate calories. So, yeah. So it's a mixed bag. I don't want to, you know, I was a little conflicted about presenting that information to people because, I gave Dr. Gundry free rein and mm-hmm. I only gently pushed back on his theories because I wanted to throw his, ideas into the mix. But I have to say that, it's got to be super confusing for people listening to faithful listeners to this podcast. You know, on the one hand, you have somebody saying, you know, like Dr. Walter Longo, eat plenty of beans and whole grains and reduce your protein from animal products. And then you have the, you know, the paleo people who say, you know, eat animal protein to the exclusion of grains and don't eat any beans because that's not paleo. And they have Gundry who goes even further. And, you know, if you were to, follow the advice of all the experts who weigh in on my program, there'd be nothing left to eat. Absolutely nothing. Right.
Again, it's got to be taken on a per patient basis. What are that patient's particular issues? What are their complaints? What are their problems? So forth and so on. And it's got to be done individually. And that's why no one diet fits all.
Right.
And that's why there are so many diets across the spectrum of what we do. This is intelligent medicine. It's intelligent nutrition.
And that's a cue for me to say, this is intelligent medicine. It's been great talking to you. But before we go, and we won't be able to answer any additional questions today, but give us a little bit of a foretaste of what's in store for us next week in terms we have additional questions we're going to tackle.
Yeah, for next week. What are some supplements that I could take to support strong joints?
Okay.
For example, this is a person who's doing resistance training. Also, my daughter's been diagnosed with fatty liver. What supplements or diet can help her heal? Well, are there any foods she can avoid?
That's almost a whole broadcast in itself. That's good.
That's a whole broadcast in itself.
Yeah.
You know, you recommend magnesium taurate. But my doctor told me to take magnesium glycinate because I've had my mitral valve repaired 5 years ago.
We'll tackle those questions next week.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Leila, and thanks, audience, for listening. And just a reminder, we mentioned various supplements on this program, and sometimes they're hard to source, hard to track down. You can find many of them if you go to drhoffman.com, click on the store. And that button will take you to FullScript. FullScript is a source for virtually all the supplements I talk about on this program. And we've listed them by condition. We also have recommendations for heart health, a starter pack, soon to post recommendations for bone health. I'm excited about that. And you can find many additional supplements there if you shop there. And it's a great place to get high-quality supplements. So, thanks again.
And thank you, everybody.
We'll be back next week with more of our weekly Q&A with Leila. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Leila Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.